Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thank you for listening on all of the major podcast platforms around the world. We are on almost all of them. Please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, The Right Side with Doug Billings. Also, go over to our GoFundMe page and sponsor the show. Be a monthly sponsor for the conservative message that we put out each day. Today, Charlie Ward is back with us, and oh my gosh, he will drop a few bombshells that you simply have to hear to believe. I leave it up to you good people to gather information from multiple competing sources and make up your own minds about the information that you hear. This program is a non-censored platform. I'll give Charlie and others like him, Simon Parks included, the opportunity to speak. You make up your own minds. Right now, here we go, Charlie Ward on The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I think a good place to start is a position of fact. And when we look at the facts of the US corporation being bankrupted 18 months, 2 years ago. So the United States government corporation was dissolved, bankrupted, if you like, and it's all very well documented. You can look into Companies House and find all of that.
Yes.
And that leads through to the fact that in business, if you bankrupt a company or a corporation, there is little or no point in appointing a chairman or a president of a company, a corporation that doesn't exist. And that's what we've just seen, the charade, the pantomime of in America, because the corporation of the United States of America no longer exists. And then when you see Biden assuming that role, doing his own inauguration, making his own way there in a private jet, when Trump leaves in Air Force One, what is it going to take for people to wake up to see who's in charge and who's not in charge and what's going on? And so you've got a guy who's claimed by stealing or by theft, by fraud, by deceit. He's assumed the role of president. President of what? He's not president of the United States of America. At the moment, the people that are controlling America are the military. The U.S. is completely under military control.
You know, I will not refer to him as president for all of the reasons that you've just listed. I call him Administrator Biden. Go ahead.
I don't even know if he's competent enough to be administrator. I don't think he's competent enough to be a bloody cleaner.
The administrator of a current nightmare.
Well, first of all, it's not the real Biden. The whole thing was completely and utterly staged. And now, for anybody who knows, go on.
Charlie, people are going, yeah, their heads are going to explode when they hear that. Now, how do we know?
Right. And this is all being played out for pantomime to wake people up.
How do you know that? Where'd you get that information?
I've got that information from a number of extremely good sources behind the scenes. Good sources. And when I say extremely good sources, I mean boots on the ground, on the coastal side of Cuba.
Okay. All right. And continue. Yep.
So the other thing, for those who don't want to believe that, just have a look at the difference in the person that was stood outside it was done on the Castle Rock studio set in California. It wasn't done in Washington. Hence the backdrop. For anybody with an ounce of common sense, they can see that it's nothing like the White House. That's a stage set at Castle Rock Studios. The other thing that I thought was absolutely beautiful was while he was giving a speech, Trump walked past the window, which was almost like, this is a movie and I'm the director.
I remember that one. I do remember that one. It's just all fascinating. And, you know, for the record and for the audience that we have, this is a non-censored platform where people give information. I personally find you cordial, interesting. The information that you share, nobody else talks about. And you've got your share of critics. I know you're aware of that.
Yeah.
I leave it up to the good people of the audience to make up their own minds and gather information from multiple competing sources. So I find you again cordial, polite, interesting above all, and willing to talk about things nobody else will, Charlie.
I'm not the Messiah. I am just Charlie. You don't have to take my word for it.
Yep.
You can go and look for yourself about the corporation being dissolved. So the fact that the election was done for a reason. The true patriots of America, forget which side you're on, the true patriots of America wanted to see who was doing what in stealing an election. Because it doesn't matter if you're Democrats or Republicans. If somebody on the inside is stealing an election, it can happen the opposite way around. So the good people on the Democrat side would also want to know that.
Yeah.
There's good people on both sides. But I've said along this whole journey that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party will cease to be this year. There will be no two parties. And I said earlier on, there'll only be one party, and it will be the Nasara Party. Now, Nasara is something I've been talking about for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said as a joke about 6-8 months ago, it wouldn't even surprise me if he called it the Trump-Sara Party. But yesterday he came out with the name for it, which I loved, which is called the Patriots Party.
And I read that too. And then I see a tweet or a press release from Jason Miller, one of his campaign strategists, who says that no, Trump's not going to start a third party. So I don't know if that Patriot Party was started by a citizen, just a regular American citizen.
It's not a third party. It's not a third party. This is what will replace the whole system. The whole system of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is completely broken.
Right.
Gotcha. And it'll be destroyed. This isn't a third party. This is completely this will operate under constitutional law over against the Democrats and Republican parties, which operate under admiralty law. And he will dissolve admiralty law and return to constitutional law, which will mean that everything that happened under admiralty law will cease to exist. So the whole government of America will be completely disbanded because it's all ruled under admiralty law.
Understood.
So once he goes back to constitutional law, they no longer have a job. And he will have a new party under it. So I forget which number is it, the 17th? He'll be the 17th or
the 19th.
President. Yeah. He'll be the 19th president under the Republic, the new Republic, which will be. Right. And that's on its way. The one thing, the reason that we're going through this period, Doug, is quite important that your viewers and your followers understand that when the United States of America went bankrupt, the two people that were owed money was China, the Communist Party of China, and also Saudi Arabia. They're the two people who bankrupted America.
Right. Right.
Now, the only thing of any value financially that America had was the federal pension fund. That's gone.
It's gone.
They've taken it. Now, if we didn't have a virus and a vaccine and all this hoo-ha and 5G and riots, you would have civil war. You'd have civil war. This is why the distraction is over here. While Trump starts a new party, which will be an Nasara party, but called the Patriots Party, which will be able to recover funds for, and this is why he's seizing all the dirty money from around the world and putting it in, because he needs to refinance the world from what's been stolen by corrupt politicians and evil dealings. And we'll move away from what's evil into a very, very positive world. And thank God that he's the man. He's the man with a pair of balls big enough to be able yes. to do it.
Right.
He's doing an amazing job behind the scenes. There's a lot of telltale signs. You look at who the head of the military has just been announced as, and you suddenly realize it's General Flynn's brother, Charles Flynn. Biden wouldn't have picked that.
Yep.
That tells you he's not in control.
Yep. Interesting. Speaking of being in control, you know, I find that at key moments, the Democrats, or as I call them, the commie socialists, I don't think the Democratic Party has existed in the United States since John F. Kennedy.
Correct.
Now, I think that they have slip-ups. You know, we all remember Biden's famous slip-up where he admitted on camera and to the world that they've got the most extraordinary and intricate voter fraud program in the world, right? Remember that slip-up?
Yeah.
Obama said something similar just a few months after that, where he said, you know, I would rather like to be behind the scenes, just, you know, calling the shots, doing things like that, and get my third term in. I think Biden's behind some of this, or Obama is behind some of this. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Obama's 100% behind it. And this just shows you the arrogance of them. This isn't a mistake. This is the arrogance, because they've controlled the world for so long. The deep state and the cabal look at you and I as pathetic little minions that have no value. And they think of the people of the world the same way. They have no respect for the people. The reason I talk to, there's two people I talk to on a regular basis, Mel Kay and Ann Vandersteel. They both worked for Trump, both. They know the man. They tell me that he's one of the kindest, most decent human beings you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. Never forgets your name, never forgets your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The other side of the fence, the other side of the fence, you've got this evil who look down their nose at you and think you're worth nothing and want to control every facet of your life. And they don't care who they kill on the way.
They would look down their nose at you, and they would think all sorts of diabolical things, including children and whatever else, God help us, right?
Oh, you know, they even talk about it in public. They talk about it in public, and that's what's sick. That's how arrogant they are. You know, I was watching, somebody sent me a clip the other day of a game show, an American game show host asking if he'd drunk any children's blood recently. And this was just said in public. And now we know what's going on. Now you just go, did I just hear that correctly?
Right. Yeah, there are people by the millions who are not awake enough to realize that. And they hear it and they think it's so outlandish that they chalk it up to just us being crazy.
Yep.
It's a real problem. What about the aesthetics of the speeches that I've seen Administrator Biden in lately? For example, the small detail, perhaps it's not small, maybe it's a major one. He has American flags behind him that are terribly wrinkled and unkept. Any significance to that? I've had folks on my side, on my show, what's up with that? Because they know about the wrinkled flag on the coffin, meaning that this guy is a traitor and he's dirty. Is there anything to the aesthetics or subtextual messages that we're missing when we see Biden speak?
Yeah, same thing. And then also when the general walks up behind him, he's got absolutely no medals on, so he's not representing the military.
And
they have no respect for him.
Yeah.
He hasn't been given the military codes, and he's not allowed anywhere near the Pentagon.
Right. Heard that one as well. I also will push back on people who claim that the military, when they didn't salute Biden on his inaugurational route, after all his faux pas, his fake inauguration, you know, we saw clips along the street, the military, some, many of them with their back turned. People took note of that, but others would say, well, they're just protecting him. They're looking the other way in case there's this onslaught. And well, that's rubbish, because there's a fence. We can see the clip. They're clearly turned around, looking the other way on purpose. And what's more, the people that are facing the caravan never salute Biden as he passes. I just find it all interesting. I think it's beyond coincidental.
I totally agree. It's all pantomime. I was told this right from the start that nothing can stop what's happening. Nothing can stop that now. We're well past the critical point, but this is all to try and wake people up, but people are so fast asleep, they come up with pathetic excuses like, oh, they were looking the other way for the crowds. There is no crowds. COVID-19 stopped that.
Right.
There was also no snipers on the roof of the White House. The firework display, it's interesting that it was on television. Nobody around the White House saw that or heard the fireworks. It was all CGI for television. And all these things, you just go, yeah, You can't make it up.
Did you see the clip, Charlie, where someone was taking a home video of the White House? The White House goes dark, and apparently all sorts of military and police cars show up. They leave, lights come back on. Did you see that, and do you know anything about it?
Yeah, there's been. I heard there was a lot of arrests, and they put the lights down. They put the lights down at night so they can do it at night. They've been arresting them at night. There's been a number of arrests, but it's slow in coming forward. I did get one name of one senator that was they told me had definitely been arrested because they'd found his details on the criminal file. But these are the people on the ground who know what they're looking for.
Who is that? Which one?
Let me have a look and see what the name was.
And while you're looking for that, what we've set the stage here with regards to, you know, the corporation and so forth. What are the big next steps? What does your information tell you about what's specifically coming next? People that I speak to have a bit of frustration. We all are frustrated, but it seems like the goalposts are always being moved. It's always a delay. Well, the good guys couldn't take everybody out this time because something came up behind the scenes. So there's a bit of frustration. And I tell folks, look, information is sometimes like coffee. You've got to give it time to percolate in order for it to taste right and to be good. Sometimes the information, you know, with operations of this scale and magnitude, things change behind the scenes. So the original bit of information we give may have changed. So give yourself permission to have patience. What's your take on that? And if you found the answer to the senator's question about who was arrested, I'll let you just take your time.
I haven't managed to find it right here.
That's all right. What about the information and people's frustration with regards to, you know, those who want to see quicker action on all of this?
I think I've said it a few times on my whole journey that we're so used to instant answers. You know, we've got instant messenger. We've got 24-hour-a-day news. So in our DNA, we want the answer straight away. I'm incredibly relaxed with the fact that I'm prepared to sit back and wait and see.
It wouldn't be Roy Blunt who you're thinking about.
That's the one. Yeah, Roy Blunt. That's the name.
Senator from the state of Missouri.
That's the one. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
He was arrested. And it's also interesting that Nancy Pelosi or the clone that was her or body double, whatever it is, or whether she was allowed out, I don't know, because sometimes they're allowed out to keep the image right. She was told to go a certain way by somebody wearing a badge, some official person. There's a couple of things like that. You just go, okay, there's things that are done as signs. They're incredibly subtle. Some of the things that are being done is to wake people up gently. And you know, when you have a child, if you wake them up in a hurry, they don't know where they are. They're disorientated. If you wake them up gently, slowly, slowly, then they wake up properly. And that's what they're trying to do now. For those of us that are awake, we're like, come on, wake up. The most important thing right now is to know the destination. The journey's taking a bit longer than we expected, but I'm not in the slightest worried. I spoke to Utsava this morning, and she said, she thinks that the timetable will fit into the Constitution, which shows that the 3rd of March would be the inauguration or a new vote on the 3rd of March. Could be one or t'other. That's what she's saying. And then
I missed the name. Who said that?
Utsava. Utsava is a German. I think she's German, and she lives in California. And she's been predicting things for years, and they've all seemed to turn out right when everybody thought she was nuts.
Yeah. And it may be March 4th. Isn't March 4th? Prior to 1933, it was always March 4th. And that's right. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, anyone who knows anything about business, the financial year always starts on April the 1st, finishes on 31st of March. So you think to yourself, if you're going to have a reset and a revaluation of currency, just from a it makes sense point of view, that would be the day I wanted to be January the 1st. That was me. Yeah. Wanting that, but you'd look at it and say, if it didn't happen then, when would logically be the next best time to do it? Well, at the start of a financial year. For some reason, it's April the 1st, April Fool's Day. All these things, you just...
Yeah, that'd be appropriate, perhaps.
Wouldn't it just? So I don't know. At this time, I'm very willing to sit patiently and and try and work out what's best.
Excellent. Excellent. Next steps, Charlie. What can we assume that would be the next things that we might be able to see or hear? Anything at all? Oh, what about the, some people have said Biden not being in charge of the military, yet we have troop movement in Syria. And I still am not convinced Biden actually issued that order. It could be the military acting on their own. Any rumblings or thoughts on that?
This again, Doug, is something you say military movement in Syria. I'm assuming that you've been to Syria to see that.
Right. No, I'm not.
Or did you find out from mainstream media?
Yeah, right. Yes. Point well taken. But anything, what can we look for? What are some of the telltale signs of what things may be bringing up in the next few days, weeks ahead?
Starting to see riots happen now. And we're trying to work out if it's the white hats or the black hats that are starting them. That's what we're trying to find out, because there's two lines of thought on this one. It's Antifa-style riots to make it look really bad. Or does it in Europe, do the white hats create the riots so they can bring each country under military control so that you could roll in Jussara in the European point of view? So eyes and ears open. I'm in lockdown. I'm in my office. I'm keeping out of the way. Talking to everybody on every aspect in every country and finding out their perspective of what's happening. When there's riots, look, you and I weren't old enough to be in the Second World War, but my father told me about it. And he told me about the fire, the siren going up, the air raid siren going up. And the minute you just put all the windows, the shutters down, and you hide under the bed.
Right.
That's pretty much what we're needed to do right now. When there's riots going on, you don't want to be going out with your camera and trying to video them. That's foolishness.
Right. Yeah.
You play with fire, you get burnt.
Just remembered as you were speaking, I was recalling the inauguration and this. You know, we had spoken before with Simon Parks, and I recalled that the good guys were to make a move that day, but something came up. They had to push back their plan a bit. My information is that what came up was there was a viable, real threat of a dirty bomb that was somewhere in the D.C. area. Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard about it, and I've spoken to people in the know about it. And the one thing with Donald Trump is he won't take risks. The military, let's call it that for now.
Right.
They won't take any risks. They don't want a loss of life. Whether there's a dirty bomb or not, nobody knows. Nobody knows. And this is the easiest way to scare people. Due process, being careful, not taking risks. They know what's happened in the past. September the 11th, yep, killed 3,500 people directly, and then 150,000 people indirectly. So that's in the back of everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it was JFK. There's so many things that this is, everybody knows that this is critical. This battle has already been won. This is the pantomime. You don't need to worry. You don't need to panic. This is the pantomime playing out to wake people up. Some people will wake up, some people won't. And you can't force people to wake up because they'll go back to sleep again.
Right.
So it's just, well, you can only do so much.
Well, Charlie, I wanted to get a real quick moment with you to get some updates and chat with you as we have in the past. I appreciate it. It's thoroughly interesting. Every time I speak with you, I come away with information that's new and interesting, and I appreciate your time.
Absolute pleasure. I'm enjoying the journey.
Yes.
It goes back to the start that I was told what was going to happen, and it's happened. I've had to find out, you know, I was told the destination. I just didn't know the journey. The journey's been one hell of a ride, and I've enjoyed trying to find out which route we've been taking, but I know for sure the destination.
Well, along the way, as we meet people, I've met several interesting people, you and Simon, currently, you know, certainly among them. And I also have met a gentleman who is the commissioned artist of General Mike Flynn, an artist who is commissioned by the Flynn family to do all of their portraits and so forth. And if I can figure out how to share my screen with you, I want to show you something he created for you. If you can see that or not.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't
he
it?
The Commander's Artist is his website. Commander's Artist. He's first name is Michael, and he's created a Patriot series in America for politicians/patriots. You and Simon are the first two non-Americans to be honored by the General's Artist. Oh, he's created this for you.
Beautiful. That is amazing. I love that.
He had asked me to show it to you and to say that he's going to have this done on canvas for you and we'll ship it to you.
Oh, that'd be absolutely wonderful.
Just as a token of thanks for all that you do, the information that you share and so forth.
That is absolutely beautiful. A massive thank you.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. And it's been an absolute privilege and pleasure to stand up for the truth. I say it and I'll say it again. I'm not the Messiah. I'm just Charlie. And I've done everything I can to find the truth. And what I'll do is I'll point people to the truth. Don't take my word for it. Go and find out for yourself. And then you'll start to understand what I'm talking about.
Right. I think that's the key. And that's what I tell my audience as well. You know, this is a non-censored platform to share information on my show, The Right Side with Doug Billings. And I, as I said at the beginning of our chat, I encourage people to gather information from multiple competing sources and make up your own mind. No harm, no foul if you choose not to believe this show or guests on it. But this is an opinion show. This is not hard news. We are giving opinion and sharing information about the opinion. Some of the time the facts that we share are controversial, no doubt, but we leave it up to the good people in the audience to make up their own minds about that.
100%.
All right then. Charlie, thank you very much for everything.
Thank you very much as well, Doug. Really appreciate it.
Okay. We'll be in touch again, I hope.
Definitely.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.